Hi, this is a dictation for Rena Pleasant. R-E-N-A-P-L-E-A-S-A-N-T. Rena Pleasant, date of birth is 2/26/74. Date of accident is 11/8/2021. Date of service 12/2/2021. History of presenting illness. Miss Rena Pleasant is here for a follow-up evaluation. It's a new patient visit, and she alleges an automobile accident on November 8, 2021. The chief complaints are emanating from this accident, allegedly. The patient reports that she's suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back, along with left shoulder, left hip, and left knee, as well as headache and symptom of TBI, and they were all result of this accident. It hurts to walk up and down, and she is unable to sleep. History of automobile accident on November 8, 2021 at around 7:40 a.m. Patient was driving a town and country van at 35 to 40 miles and was involved in an accident with another car called Cruise, but at an unknown speed. The accident occurred at Hayes, H-A-Y-F, between 17 and 18 miles. The patient reports that she was traveling on Hayes Street to go to Utica to go home. And a little red car came from the side street, and she did honk the horn, but the other car didn't stop and hit her car on the passenger side in a T-bone fashion. The patient also says that this car also hit a car behind her car as well, and now the car is not total. The patient reports that on the impact, there was no obvious head injury, but her head was jarred into the headrest, but nothing is broken in the car, and she cannot remember the detail of the accident, and her head feels heavy on the medic. Patient reports the next day her entire side was hurting on the left side, and hence she decided to go to the ER, St. John Hospital, on Moraz, where she was there for 16 hours. X-rays and CT scan, which were done, were negative, and medications were provided, narco. The patient reports that on the day of accident, she was restrained. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police did arrive at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene, and she was not taken to a hospital by ambulance. History of presenting illness. The patient reports that she is suffering from multiple issues. Number one, she has headaches, which are located into the left temple and back mostly, and they are severe. Scale of 1 to 10, they are 8 or 9. They are constant, frequent, and sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, but denies any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, spots in the vision, and denies any loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of vision field. It denies any sleepwalking, seizures. The patient has severe pain in the neck and the lower back, and also left shoulder and left hip and left knee. They are all related 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And patient has no radiation of pain to the upper arm or fingers or legs or the toes. Patient reports that she has a difficult time turning her neck on either direction due to the severe spasm in the neck. The neck is completely stiff, and her left shoulder is also completely stiff. She is unable to raise it beyond 100 degrees. The pain level is 8. She can walk with pain only. And she can stand by repositioning and slowly. She can sit only for a few minutes, and she has to continuously change the positions. She's able to sleep for 3 to 4 hours only. And there are no suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. There is a moderate anxiety and sleep problem, but no depression, mood, or self-worth problem are reported. Panic is present, and there is a moderate difficulty walking. No sudden anesthesia, no lightheadedness, no weakness, is reported. ADLs that are affected are as follows. The running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work are affected 10. Opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into cabinets are affected 9. And eating is affected 8. Vacuuming is affected 7. History of the past investigation. Patient says she has had x-rays that were done next day of the accident at San Juan Hospital. No other investigation. History of the past treatment. Patient reports she has been using physical therapy, massage, and surgery since the accident occurred. She reports the following, that she is seeing she has in 2008 seen Dr. Aquino, A-Q-U-I-N-O, and who she has a herniated disc at that time, L4, L5, and she has done physical therapy for more than a year and few injections of epidural injections, but no surgery. And she has had no pain since 2009. But last year, an MRI of the neck was done for tingling of the arm by Dr. Rustam, who is a pain doctor, and physical therapy was started and nerve block were done. She was perfectly fine since last 1 year. She also saw Dr. Rustam, who is physical therapy rehab Detroit times 2, but she has not done any chiropractor. System review is completely unremarkable except neurological disease, back and neck pain or injuries. Past surgical history is none. Allergies, none. Family history. Mother is alive and no medical problems. Father is deceased in a homicide. Siblings are alive. Brother is in back problem. Relationship status, patient lives single with her daughter, 32-year-old. Current employment status, patient is employed part-time. Currently, she works as a CNA of a midnight shift at Middle Lodge and Shoreline Nursing Home. Legal history, patient has JC Auto Law as the attorney. Personal history, patient does drink, does smoke, and weed for the pain, and does not use recreational drugs. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 136/93, heart rate is 67, respiratory rate is 17, temperature is 97.9, height is 5'7", weight 149. The rest of the physical examination is from the template for her. General review is as follows. 47-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. Good build, well-nourished, hydration is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces. She doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic, and the patient has a good attitude and demeanor. The dress and hygiene is normal, and patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological examination. The musculature examination reveals a spasm of the latissimus dorsi muscles. And the left shoulder muscles in the rotator cuff. Other than that, rest of the muscles have a normal tone, bulk, and contraction without any clonus, fasciculation, or abnormal tremors. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation are normal, please use the template. Spine tenderness is present in L4, L5, and C7. Muscle spasm, paravertebral muscles are not in spasm. Hypertonicity, none is present. And in the tenderness, please mention that the left sacroiliac joint is tender. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 18. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 10, and bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, spurling is negative, Lermit test is negative, and distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative, thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, slump test is negative, lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 25 degrees bilaterally, contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally, Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Babinski test is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative, Faber test, Gonsalon test are positive at the left sacroiliac joint. The left sacroiliac joint is tender. The extremities examination, except for the left knee and left shoulder, all other extremities and joints are completely normal and they are warm to touch and well perfused. No tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm is noticed on the right upper or right lower extremities. And gait is normal, patient is not using a cane or a device. The examination of the right shoulder on inspection is completely normal. On palpation, there is a tenderness in the anterior and posterior part of the shoulder, especially with the spasm in the rotator cuff region. Range of motions are limited to 110 degrees of abduction maximum without pain, with the residual pain level being 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And muscle strength is 4 by 5. Special tests were done. Hawking-Kennedy test is positive. Empty Birkin test positive. Near test, speed test are positive for the left shoulder. Biceps tendon is also slightly tender, and rotator cuff muscles are slightly tender. Distally, however, the tendinal sign, phalanx signs are negative. Carpal tunnel compression tests are negative, and there is a normal grip and motor power sensations, reflexes, and range of motion of all the wrist and joints are normal. The right hip joint is slightly tender. However, there is no swelling, spasm, contracture, alignment problems. The range of motion of the hip joint is completely normal. Flexion is 140, extension 140, extension internal rotation is 40. Motor strength is normal, no leg length discrepancy. Patrickson, Trenberg test and log roll LA test, Thomas test are all normal. Examination of the left knee reveals a generalized tenderness of the peripatellar region, suprapatellar and infrapatellar tendons, and there is no scar or erythema effusion, and the range of motion is 135 degree flexion is possible, and there are no crepitus grinding noise or popping noise. Oh, sorry, there is a crepitus and there is a grinding noise and popping noise. Apology. Please correct the typing. Collateral ligaments are tender on the medial side. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality does not exist. Anterior dot, posterior dot is negative. McMurray Steinman negative. And patellar apprehension is positive. Please mention in the examination of the musculoskeleton for the sacroiliac joint that the compression, iliac compression test was actually positive. It was not negative. Please, my mistake. And the Gonsalon test is positive on the left, and the Faber test is positive on the left. The diagnosis. How will I get paid back? What are you going to pay me? Diagnosis, general V8 9.2 XXT. CNS. R51, G44.329, F41.1, PNS79.2, muscles M60.9, 62.838, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512. M75.110, 75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. The hip on the left is M25.552. Knee, M25.562, M23.205. M23.202. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, and 53.82, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5, etc. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template also, including first paragraph. Then physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week to focus on the neck, lower back, left sacroiliac joint, shoulder on the left side, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie exercises. Disability is ordered for housework, and attended care is provided 4 hours, 7 days, as patient is unable to function. Transportation help and work disability has been ordered. Medication, the patient is provided the following medication. Naproxen 500 twice a day, anti-inflammatory effects. Elevil 50 mg at night for sleep with the help with the GAD disorder, depression, generalized musculoskeletal pain, fibromyalgia, and sleep. Elevil 50, okay. And Skelexin 800 mg twice a day for help with the muscle spasms. Melatonin 10 at night to help with the sleep disorders and relieve some pain. Voltaren gel 3%. Daily for relief of the pain. Narco, which is narcotic medication, 5 mg 325 every 12 hours for 15 days. 30 tablets for help with the pain relief as well as improve the ADLs. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, yes. Interventional pain procedures. In the review of available MRI and other imaging records, following records are available from M1 imaging. There's none available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. At this time, surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, 4 hours for 7 days for 1 month is provided. Caseworker, yes. Past medical records. Are ordered released. Investigations. Investigations. I'm ordering a MRI for cervical spine and for lumbar spine to identify the pathology. TM is, patient is provided the back brace, and a tenth unit to help heal. Education is yes. Weight loss program is not warranted. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. End of dictation. Thank you.